Today, the U.S. military says it has captured Chemical Ali, one of the top figures on the list of most wanted Iraqis. His real name is Ali Hassan al-Majid. He was a former Iraqi defense minister who was known as Chemical Ali because he was said to have ordered poison gas attacks on Iraqi civilians. Now he's in U.S. custody. NPR's Eric Westervelt covers national security issues and joins us now. Eric, this is not the first time that U.S. officials thought they had this man.
That's right. U.S. military officials thought they had him in April in an airstrike, and then it turned out in June when Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Richard Myers announced it looks like they did not get Chemical Ali. And since then, there have been reports that they thought they were on his trail in southern Iraq. And it never turned out. So to finally confirm that they have captured Chemical Ali is good news for U.S. Central Command.
This was something of an embarrassment to have said early on in the conflict, this is one of the top officials we've gotten, and then to find out from Iraqi prisoners that he seemed to still be alive.
Right. It was seen as a big victory to get him so early on, and then to find out that they hadn't, it was an embarrassment.
And we don't have very much information at this point about how he was captured?
At this early hour, it's not clear when, where, and exactly how he was taken in.
Now tell me a little more about his background.
Well, he was considered one of the most brutal members of Saddam's inner circle. He was a cousin of Saddam Hussein. He was from Tikrit, north of Baghdad, where a lot of Saddam's inner circle came from. He was made Minister of Defense in the early 90s by Saddam. He oversaw the seven-month occupation of Kuwait for Saddam Hussein. He also oversaw the 1988 gas attack on Kurdish rebels in the north, and he oversaw the 1991 crackdown on Shia rebels, people who rose up after the 1991 Gulf War, the Shiites in the south. He oversaw that brutal crackdown, which killed thousands and injured hundreds.
And remained one of the top figures in the regime over the years?
That's right. I think he lost some standing in the last few years as the people go up and down in Saddam's strange inner circle. But he clearly was one of the top figures for a very long time.
Now, this capture comes in the middle of an otherwise grim week for U.S. forces in Iraq.
Well, that's right. The brutal attack Tuesday on the UN compound overshadowed the news that Central Command had captured the former Iraqi vice president Taha Yassin Ramadan. So the capture of the vice president and now Chemical Ali a couple days later is certainly a boost to U.S. military forces in an otherwise harsh week.
Is this also a boost for U.S. intelligence gathering efforts because they've captured the man alive?
It might be, Steve, if they can get any information out of him. It's really a depends on how much he cooperates. He'll be taken to an undisclosed location, interrogated. And clearly he knew about the chemical weapons programs in the late 80s and used them against the Kurds, so they will try to get as much information out of him as they can about those programs.
And when you say undisclosed location, where are all of these senior Iraqi officials who have been captured over time being taken to?
Well, the Pentagon isn't saying exactly where they're taken to. We know some lower-level and mid-level Iraqis have been taken to Guantanamo Bay for interrogations, but where someone like Chemical Ali will be taken is anyone's guess.
Okay, Eric Westervelt, we'll continue listening for your reporting on this. Eric, thanks very much.
Glad to be here.